With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Puckle!
Puckle.
And welcome to the 450th or 490th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I'm trying to rewind time there. Try to get back to my youth.
Aren't we all?
I'm Trainer Thatch, here today with my wonderful co-host. As you've already heard, we've got Lord Jushiro.
Some say, how are you guys?
And we've got the best co-host with the mo-host, with the plusle. It is Claude Nine.
Well, howdy do, everyone.
Did they come out with the Plusle and Minum sitting cutie plushes yet on Pokemon Center?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, like, they're still missing, like, a lot of Gen 3.
I would say really? It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of Gen
3 hasn't come out in, like, the U.S. Pokemon Center. But, like, if you go to Japan, you can go look at the wall of 386 Pokemon.
I see it there in stock as okay. The Plusle sitting cutie.
Good to know. I didn't know if it was in stock or not yet, because they're missing, like, a bunch of random stuff, like, in there still.
Great. I know what I can, if I win trivia, what I can spend my money on.
Exactly.
It's only $10, too. Gosh, yeah. You get both.
Well, no, but then to order, like, three.
You get both. All right. Welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name we came up with in 2007, where we talk everything Pokemon, from the trading card game to the video game to everything in between. It's just, today, I guess, is a little in between. I don't know. Probably not. But it's a good time. I'm very excited to be here with you guys. I want to start with a story about myself, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it. Tell us.
Please.
Okay, so I've been playing a lot more Pokemon Go.
Oh.
It's been fun. Yeah, have you played Pokemon Go in forever? Because if not, I'll send you my referral code.
I haven't played Pokemon in forever. I think that I need to re-download it.
I'm literally only doing this as a shameless plug for my referral code that I'm going to put in the show notes along with my friend code.
What do you get from the referral code?
You get a lot of cool stuff. They found out recently there's a second page to it, too, because it's been the referral code thing's only been out for about 30 days now. And so there's actually a second page. So it's like a bunch of research that you can do with whatever friend you have that sends you the referral code, and you both get things.
Oh,
it's actually really nifty. So Ryan, unsolicited, sent it to me, sent me his. So I've been doing it because if you haven't been playing Pokemon Go in, like, I think the past 3 months or something, you can pick up the referral code, or 6 months. It's one of the two.
I haven't touched Pokemon Go since COVID started.
Same.
So I played more when COVID started. Like, but I also just played a lot when it's warm outside, like when I can actually go out and walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Well, my excuse to play Pokemon Go was always in the office, because I actually have non-Pokemon friends that would play Go.
Yep.
So in the office, we'll all take breaks and go to raids close by. But yeah. When we all went to home, it's like, I have no excuse to play Go now.
Yeah, no, my office had, like, a bunch of gyms and spots. So, like,
yeah.
Oh, part of my daily walk would be just to go, like, swipe Pokemon. And since we haven't been in the office in over a year.
Yeah, really? Same
oh,
here.
Man. Yeah, mine's the opposite because, well, I guess it's because I work on an Air Force base. And so, one, there's no spawns on an Air Force base. Niantic was very smart about that.
Right.
Good choice.
Like, there are gyms and spots, but that's about it.
No, my friend. I'm just checking my Pokemon Go here. Can I enter your secret...
There's a wild Snorlax! We have to get in there!
Yeah, exactly.
Can I enter your secret lab just to catch this Snorlax?
Exactly. No, that's exactly what happens. And so, I mean, do you remember just like everybody like going nuts and like walking in the middle of the street, jumping in people's backyards and stuff, like when early Pokemon go? Okay, Air Force. Now apply that logic to an Air Force base and it doesn't work out well. So,
what?
Right?
It doesn't?
So when I started working from home, I was just like, oh, awesome. Spawns happened. And I would go out and I'd walk, catch some stuff and enjoy the weather. I will say until I die that COVID quarantine was the closest thing to summer vacation as an adult I'll ever get.
Oh, so. Yes. I agree with you there.
So, but back to referral codes. You do get some cool things. So, depending on who you are, if you are the referrer or the referee, you get a bunch of different stuff, depending on which end of it you are on. So, there's a quest like Hatch Three Eggs, where the new player would get a rare candy, and the existing player gets a Galarian Farfetch'd encounter.
Ooh.
Yep. If you catch 50 Pokemon, referee gets the Super Incubator, the existing player gets a Darumaka encounter. Stuff like
that. Okay.
It's actually really cool. You get some nice stuff. Like there's a couple, like if you reach Ultra with your buddy Pokemon, Ultra Buddy with your buddy Pokemon, you can get three Super Incubators just for doing that. Like that's really good. That's a decent thing. So I don't know. The referral program is pretty cool. I'm going to put mine in the show notes if you want to return to Pokemon Go and give Thatch gifts or have Thatch send you gifts. I send a lot of gifts.
See, I don't know if I can trust it because we were friends for a long time before and you never sent me gifts.
So I can tell you, so Claude, I will explain to you that scenario.
Oh, okay, good. But,
so Pokemon Go is in a scenario where most people aren't playing it anymore.
Yeah, but like this was over a year ago.
Yeah. When people were still playing it.
Yes.
So I have a friend list with 100 people on it, right? And beforehand, I would have something like maybe 50 to 60 of those 100 people would actually be like actively sending and opening gifts. But Niantic, in their infinite wisdom, this is sarcasm.
Yeah.
decided that you're going to go ahead and you can only open X amount of gifts and you can only send X amount of gifts, right? And so at the time, a year ago, I was finishing up best buddies or best friends with like 5 different people. And so those guys were getting prioritized in my gift giving and gift opening. Now, out of my 100 friends list, maybe about 15 people actually send gifts. So, it makes my life significantly easier, Claude. I would like to point this out that certain people, such as British Gent, should maybe open their gifts or send me a gift. But
yeah, British Gent. I see you over there across the pond. I know what you're doing.
We're 2 days away from Ultra Friend. Like, that's 50k experience, man. Get it together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, that's why I was like grinding like the best friend was because
yeah, no, that's a lot of
if you join, I'll send gifts. I've been sending gifts like crazy. My entire friends list, I have literally gotten to the point where I can't send gifts to anybody anymore because I have sent them to all of my friends and nobody's opening anything. So Claude, I will send you the referral code and if you open it, I will send you gifts.
I will not.
Essentially daily.
Don't do it.
I'll send it to you after this.
Okay. You can try. I'm not going to open up the game. I'm not going to do this.
I'm going to go with the Ryan strategy and just unsolicited like DMs on Discord. Here's my referral code for Pokemon Go.
So my phone has has terrible battery. And if I don't have it charged, it's not that it doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
And Pokemon Go is the main cause of me losing a lot of power. So until I get a new phone, which will happen at some point during the year, I will not be able to play Pokemon Go.
Well, just hold on to that referral code in your DMs, okay?
Okay, we'll do, and I'll maybe consider it then.
That's what we'll do. And for everybody else listening who's like, man, Thatch has been having fun. To be fair, Thatch does not condone Pokemon Go. Thatch just thinks it's fun to do to walk outside. You should go ahead and use my referral code in the show notes. Make sure that we're friends first on the Pokemon Go app. My friend code will be down there as well. But in the show notes, check it out. This is Thatch's unsolicited Pokemon Go referral code friendship maker. Just because I've been playing like way more than I think I have in a very long time. Even like back when I was playing it last summer, I was not playing it this hard. Like there's a task in the referral codes that's made me do it, and this is probably part of the reasoning that it exists. Is you have to like hit a Pokestop for 30 days in a row.
Oh
god, no.
And so like I'm on day like 18 or 19 with that.
Okay, so yeah, so you're midway through that.
Yeah, I'm a little over half. So it's not an exciting encounter. at the end of it, I'll throw that out there. I think it's like a Dratini or something. So it's like a Dratini.
Woohoo!
I mean, if you haven't played Pokemon Go, or if like you're a new player, this makes sense. You can also be a new player and use this referral code, by the way. Heads up. Just a heads up. You should do it. But yeah, this was fun, and Thatch begging for people to use this Pokemon Go referral code. I hope there's iTunes reviews about this. All right. We've got some news to go over, though, this week, so we're going to kick it on over to the news.
Radio Tower, it's just in.
And welcome to the news.
News. Sorry, you sound excited. I felt like I had to jump in there.
Yeah, me too.
I know, it was contagious, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, welcome back to the barren wasteland known as Springtime in the Pokemon universe. So,
wasteland.
Something that we all cumulatively forgot about, but is still exciting, is that new Pokemon Snap comes out this Friday, April 30th.
I'm excited.
Woo.
I think McGee's going to stream it on Twitch on Friday.
Someone will.
Somebody is going to. I think McGee is, mostly because he can handle it. One of us, somebody will. So go to twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. Yeah. Friday, there will be new Pokemon Snap if you want to watch it, because I know that, like, not everybody is going to buy this game.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I am. That's 100%.
Yes, I am buying it as well. I will 100% buy this game for myself.
I will 100% watch somebody play through the game.
Okay, watch McGee do it on Twitch.
maybe. We'll see.
Watch McGee do it on Twitch. It'll be a good time. I'll probably do it once or twice as well. But yeah, speaking of Pokemon Snap, there's some new stuff coming out, Jashiro.
Oh, yes. And this is very exciting for all you know, late, old Pokemon fans like myself. Nintendo has partnered with Fujifilms to release a new instant photo pairing device. Now, if all of you ask yourself, like, what the hell is that? Well, remember Blockbuster or Video Avenue and those machines for Pokemon Snaps? Hear me out.
Okay, so to be fair, most of our audience may not actually remember those.
Well, I know. I'm talking
specifically, yeah, Blockbuster, but I still have no idea what you're talking about.
My age range. What was that?
You don't know? Wait, okay. Keep going, Jashiro, and then we're going to educate Claude.
Absolutely. So, comes with an app to share images from your Nintendo Switch to the app to print special photos. The new Pokemon Snap, among a select group of games that have a special borders when you print out a photo. And it will be released on April 30th, and the special Pikachu bundle that will be released later that summer for the game. All of that is super exciting news for Pokemon Snap, but...
So basically, you can take the pictures on your game and then send them to your phone.
No, you don't send them to your phone. Well, I guess you kind of do. You send them to your phone, but that can send it to a printer.
Right.
Like a little mini printer.
Oh, so it's a mini printer you attach to your phone, and then it, like, prints it out there?
Yeah, it prints it out there. It's like a Polaroid. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, the little thing's just, like, a little white box that has, like, your Polaroid film in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out with, like, a special Pikachu case in June in the U.S., that you can slip on it, because this is obviously coming out for Snap, right? And this is harping on the nostalgia, like Jushiro was saying, because Claude apparently doesn't remember.
Too young.
You might be too young, Claude. So when Pokemon Snap originally came out in the United States, you could go to a Blockbuster Video, which is where you could rent videos.
Oh, I know.
It's like Netflix. It was like Netflix, but a store.
But physically, yeah.
I'm aware of what Blockbuster is. I had many of them growing up.
No, we're not talking to you. We're talking to everybody.
We're talking to a demographic.
We're talking to a demographic that definitely exists. And it was like Netflix, but a store. And you could take your Pokemon Snap cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
With you to Blockbuster, and you, like, essentially plug it into this kiosk, and you could pick pictures to print off from your Pokemon Snap cartridge.
Completely useless and 100% fun.
of the things that Thatch wants to own in terms of like Pokemon memorabilia, I think that's like my number one thing that I want to own.
that big old
the Blockbuster Pokemon Snap cartridge printer.
Dude. Yeah, dude, it's like a whole kiosk, and they exist out there. I think they're only like $1,000. Like, you could probably pick one up for like $1,000 right now.
You should do it.
I'm thinking about it.
Can't you just like 3D print one?
No, I want like a legit old one, and I want to make sure it's in like decent condition too.
That's like, yeah, it's like for those fans of old games, like having the Donkey Kong arcade shop, you know, yeah. It's a big...
It's not like I would ever use it. It's like having a piece of history in my house, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I want.
Sure.
That's 100% what I want. I think it's cool. I might buy one of these. I don't know what they haven't released the price point for these, have they?
Uh-uh.
I will need to take a look at the price point. I think Sigma sent me a tweet about this. It looks interesting. I just want to know what the price point is, because I'll probably buy one. I think it's cool. All right. But on that note, we are going to go ahead and...
Oh, there's still more news.
Move on.
I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's up to you, man.
If you care about the Pokemon anime with Pokemon Journeys, which I actually really enjoy.
Journeys is actually really good. I think it's pretty good.
I like it a lot more than a lot of the previous seasons, just because it goes around and does so many different things. But... Mm-hmm. They have announced that Gary Oak is going to be returning to the anime in the near future, probably for an episode. And Ash will be able to reunite with all of his Pokemon that he's left with at Oak's lab over the decades. So that could be... I think Torkoal in one of the images.
I think it's everything in the images. The first... One of the episodes that they've already announced for it, I was checking up on this earlier today. One of the episodes they announced was... There's a lot of details about this, actually. What happened is... That, like, there's going to be a plot where there's something wrong with his Infernape and they have to, like, go find it because they haven't been able to see it for a couple days or something.
Mm.
Cool. Do you know when we're getting the next set on Netflix? Or, like, part 5?
My assumption is the next set is going to be in June. Because I think they've just been... the way they've been handling it is they've just been doing, hey, here's 12 episodes every 3 months.
Ah, cool.
Mm. Great.
And I really like that. Watch out for that anime podcast on Patreon. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But that's exciting because, you know, I like when Ash returns and sees all his old friends and he's not still the 10-year-old boy that he claims to always be.
The thing that, like, confuses me is a lot of the Pokemon, like, just aren't at Oak's lab now.
Oh, yeah. That's very true.
Like, his Alola Pokemon aren't at Oak's lab.
Right. Nope,
they're with Kukui.
They're with Kukui and Alola, yeah. So yeah. Like,
his Greninja's off protecting the forest.
Yeah, Greninja's just been released. Like, same with Primeape and stuff like that. But
Charizard.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited for it. I'd like to see it. This also has like some new characters in it that we don't have like English names for them yet, obviously, because like they're gonna go ahead and Go and Ash are gonna find out about Project Mew, who are also looking for Mew, which is like Go's number one thing in life.
He's going to attempt to catch... He has to catch everything else first.
Yeah, there's a character named Sergey? I said it so wrong.
Sergey?
T-S-U-R-U-G-I in Japanese. I'm going to mispronounce that wrong.
Yep.
He has an Urshifu.
Wow.
What a legendary.
Yeah, we get Urshifu in the mix.
So he got the DLC.
Yeah, he got the DLC. I like that Urshifu's making his way to the anime like a solid year after the game after it came out. It's fine. But apparently the idea is like they're gonna just like have the plot search for Mew. What I assume is like at the end, like there's gonna be a Pokemon Journeys end, essentially, and they're gonna go ahead and move on to this next like Project Mew arc.
Right.
Or maybe it's only like a few episode arc, who knows? I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure like this is gonna get overhyped and it's gonna be really sad.
I'm enjoying it nonetheless.
I like this anime a lot just because it's not the same old, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I remember the classic, or at least I remember clearly from Gen 6 where it was the same plot every time. Oh, there's a problem. Team Rocket shows up.
They could never recreate the magic that was up to like Season 5. Like Season 5 just has like this magic to it. And then from there, it just kind of goes, meh, it just dies.
See, I liked a lot through Diamond and Pearl, just because, you know, nostalgia for Gen 4. But
yeah, that was literally the worst. But I think, like, I didn't mind the Gen 5 anime as much as everybody else did.
Oh, I hated Gen 5's anime.
Black and White?
I thought it was okay.
I just didn't like how they portrayed Ash in that one. Like, he seemed to, like, degress quite a bit. But we'll save this for the anime.
He never has character. He doesn't have character development. I don't know what you want from it. all right. So let's move on to some video game news.
Woo!
This is you, Claude.
Ah, yes, video game news, because Poke of the Episode. Series 9 starts on May 1st.
Yay.
And we're going back to basically Series 7, where there's going to be no restrictions.
Series 9 is Series 7, and it's awful. Thank you.
It's not awful. It just allows for more fun things, so we'll probably experiment during this time and try and have some fun.
It's not as fun. I thought Series 8 was a lot of fun. I don't know.
Yeah, but who knows? We might be able to, like, do other fun things with Series 9, like, find new ways to do Poke of the Episode during this, well, since it is kind of like a dry period. Who knows? We might start featuring Little Cup matches on Showdown.
I'm hoping that Series 10 is fun. I'm hoping that Series 10 is fun.
We'll probably go back to a ban list again.
That won't be until August, so we'll see.
After the new releases?
No. So the new releases, no.
November.
That's just going to say BDSP comes out in October and not November, only because they don't look like November titles.
They don't.
Yeah, but they like that November time slot. Like, I'm still thinking it's going to come out the 19th of November.
My only argument against that is that they said Legends of Arceus is Q1 2022. Butting something up within, like, 3 to 4 months like that is probably not the best.
Well, I'm saying that they say it's Q2022.
Yeah, they say Q1, but really mean, like,
that's
April.
Probably going to be, like, April, yeah.
I can imagine April. We'll see. All right, so the next one is going to be, this is Pokemon Go news. I took it for myself because I know I'm the only one that ever plays this game.
Yep.
and this is something that meant a lot to me because I was going to start having a segment if they didn't fix this called Team Rocket Go Watch. So for those of you who are unaware, like, Pokemon Go had an update about 2 weeks ago, and the update ended up causing people to, like, have their games freeze when they would battle a Team Rocket grunt in Pokemon Go. And so they're just like, okay, just shut it off. And they just shut off Team Rocket grunts. And Team Rocket grunts are such an integral part of how Pokemon Go works now.
Right.
That them missing is kind of bad because there's just, like, a ton of research you can't do. And especially if you're at level 44, to get to level 45, you have to complete tasks related to beating Team Rocket Go grunts.
And when are they expecting to release them back?
Oh, they just came back, like, yesterday, as of recording.
Good.
They just dropped it every month. Giovanni has a different shadow Pokemon that you can catch, and it's typically a legendary. They use this to replace the legendaries and, like, the research boxes, like, the good way.
Okay.
Right now, this month, he had Shadow Zapdos, and so to make up for the fact that they've been missing for 2 weeks, they decided to move. So Moltres is next month. They're going to give Giovanni Shadow Zapdos again at the beginning of June for a couple weeks. I think June 1st to June 17th.
Okay.
Watch out for that. I just hope they give him something other than the legendary. I already have, like, 3 shadow legendary birds of each kind.
Wow.
Because they offered them, like, in different instances. So, like, I already have them.
Right. If you're a consistent player, you probably are pretty updated.
Yeah. No, I think this is really good for new players. Don't get me wrong. I just think they should just make another, like, research for new players to, like, go get the legendary birds and let us get something new. Like, the last time they put the Regis in the game was, like, when the Regis were in raids. It's been so long.
Yeah.
It's been so long. So, like, I only have Registeel, and I would love to be able to get the rest of them. Like, pretty much any Pokemon that came out before remote raid passes, I don't have.
Most things from Gen 4 under, if I remember.
I do not.
And then I'll
be more than happy to trade you a Landorus Therian if you want, Claude, when you come back to Pokemon Go.
That's not happening.
I've got seven of them.
Yeah, and I probably have, like, 7 different of all the Regis.
Perfect. I'll trade you a Lando for a Reggie. So that's going to be it for the news this week, guys. We're going to kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Oh, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The host can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
Thank you to Mark from the Dunsparce gang for that introduction. We are going to go ahead and open up our Poke Quiz today. We've got Jushiro and Claude. They're going to be playing. So we've got our first question this week. This one's going to come from none other than Murray. This is actually going to be maybe a Jushiro question for once.
Ooh.
What was the first secret rare card printed for the main TCG set? For reference, this implies cards that has a set number beyond the actual set.
Snap. Okay.
Do you have any idea what set that is?
No.
I knew the answer to this one, so I'm surprised you didn't. But.
Yeah, no, sorry. Mostly because I had a gap in between. Wow. Yeah, I have no clue which one. I mean, it sounds like it might be a Mew, if I'm going to go with theme and what would logically Pokemon would do. But
in my mind, it's either that or it's like a Pikachu. Just because I feel like they'd be like, oh, here's this hollow, shiny, rare Pikachu.
Right. Secret rare. Damn. We could use the hint. Or do you want
to
save it?
So early, but we might have to.
Because I really have no clue.
All right. Let's just use the hint because I know nothing about the TCG and I can figure out most other stuff.
Let's go with the clue.
So the clue is, I will tell you, it is from the first Team Rocket set, and it was an evolution of a previous Pokemon. It's an evolution of a Pokemon. It's
so that tells me that's probably a dark Pokemon.
Free hint that the first Team Rocket set didn't exist in Gen 2, so there was no dark type.
Yeah. Wasn't it like the dark things? Like,
oh, yes. Like, what you're saying.
Like evil Pokemon,
That part I agree with.
Evil Team Rocket, like, oh, there's like dark... I remember there being like, what, Dark Magmar and Dark Charizard or Dark Gyarados.
I remember that set. If they were...
I will say you were
rare.
On the right track. You were on the right track with some of the things you said, but it's an evolution.
It's an evolution, so it's not Mew. Right track, it could be Pikachu, so it might be Raichu.
So, it, I guess?
It Raichu? Might be... Yeah, it might, I mean, this is the TCG we're talking about. They're crazy like
this. I remember
this.
There being a Dark Charizard and a Dark Gyarados, but I don't think those were... secret rare.
Right. I do think there was a Dark Raichu. I don't know if it was a secret rare. And he said we were in the right track, so...
Let's go with it. Let's
Mew
do
doesn't
it
evolve, so...
You know, that's the best we got.
Yeah, so Dark Raichu?
Dark Raichu is correct from the
yes!
Team Rocket. This card actually caused the Team Rocket expansion to be delayed because Dark Raichu needed to be approved before Nintendo printed it. Fun fact. So you guys are 1-for-1 today. So, question number 2 this week is going to come from Foxy. Foxy asks, which Galar gym leader is stated to have come from a different region?
From a different region?
Yeah, he came from a different region.
I feel like...
Okay, so I'm trying to go through it. Thatch did say he, which is kind of fun.
I'll give you that part, yeah.
So that makes me think, because I don't think it's... I think Milo's the grass one, right?
Right.
That, yeah. I don't think
grass.
It's him.
No.
I think it's either Fire,
the
Rock,
Dragon dude, the hell...
Or Dragon. It's one of those three.
Yeah, the best friend of the champion, or he self-proclaimed best friend or best rival or whatever.
Yeah.
He, like, it just needs to be from a different region, but I do not recall the plot point where it says that.
Yeah, I don't remember which
one. Who was the fire dude?
Fire
his face.
Kabu.
Who was Kabu?
He's the fire gym leader.
I would thought so, but I don't remember his face.
He's the silver fox of the group.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That helped. he might be from a different region.
It's either him or it's Rapan or something like that. Or
I'll also give you a bonus point. If you tell me what region this person's also from.
I'm thinking the silence is
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think now because it's...
We could use that extra point too.
I want that extra point. It's the problem.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Silver Fox dude. And
you think it's Kabu?
I mean, It could be him or the dragon blood between those two. And it could be any of the others, I just don't recall.
I'm definitely leaning more towards Kabu than I am with...
Yeah. Yeah, because the champion and the dragon dude has history, so that makes me think that they're both in the same region for a long time, which Kabu could be like, he has lived many moons, and thus he's been in multiple regions or come from a different region. I just do not know. And if he's
he does have an Arcanine, which makes me think he could have been from Kanto originally, but I mean, I don't know. I think that could be
that is true. Okay, so let's choose Kabu because I really don't have a better option.
Let's go with Kabu, and let me think, because there's got to be something Jodo within his team. Because I think he has, I believe it was like Ninetales, Arcanine, Centiscorch, which makes me think he's from Kanto.
And obviously I would say then Kanto. If not, Jodo would be my second choice, but Kanto it is.
Yeah, all right, let's go with it.
Kabu is correct.
Oh, nice.
Unfortunately, he's not from Kanto. He is from Hoenn.
What? And have no Hoenn characters?
He actually states this during an encounter with him, but that's okay. You guys got the 1 point. You guys are 2 for 2. This next question is your Pokedex entry question. Get 2 points here if you get it right on the first try. So we're going to go ahead and ask for this. This one's going to be from T Flyer. T Flyer asks, its Shield Pokedex entry states, fish Pokemon nibble at it, but this Pokemon isn't bothered. Its body regenerates quickly, even if part of it's completely torn off. Who's that Pokemon?
Fish nibbles at it, but fish it regenerates. Pokemon. It's in the coral, what's it called? I forgot the coral Pokemon. Corsola. I feel like Corsola gets nibbled, and since it's coral, it can regrow.
You mean the Galarian Corsola or just regular Corsola?
That's a good question.
Because I wasn't thinking Corsola at all.
Who were you thinking?
I'm trying to think of like sea creatures that don't mind like losing limbs.
Right.
Or like.
So that's jellyfish, corals, starfishes,
Would that be Staryu?
But I don't.
I would think it's that it's either Corsola, which I
right.
I really don't think it's Corsola because it's only Galarian Corsola in the game. Didn't get regular Corsola, so I don't think it. I don't think it would be Galarian Corsola.
Okay, but fishes don't nibble on starfishes, right? They lose limbs when they're trying. Like someone's trying to eat them because they're just trying to think though,
like what else it could be.
But it sounds like it's a big thing that people nibble on, and it just doesn't care. So, and it regenerates, which is key there, because whales can't regenerate, so it can't be Whelmer, you know.
No.
So it has to be one of those type of animals.
I guess it could be Corsola, because it does have Regenerator.
Yeah.
We can also just get the second Pokedex entry and verify before we make a guess.
Yeah.
If we're unsure.
I'm totally good for that.
Well, you need to guess before I give you the second Pokedex entry.
Okay. What about this, Barnaby, what's it called?
A Barnacle?
Barnacle? Yeah. I think he regenerates.
I'm gonna need an answer
the
for
right
the first
ballpark
one.
Ballpark somewhere, it's just...
Who do you wanna go with?
Let's go with the Barnacle.
Barnacle?
That sounds good enough, at least for the first guess.
Okay.
Barnacle is incorrect, so your next Pokedex entry question is gonna be from its Sun Pokedex entry.
Mm-hmm.
And its Sun Pokedex entry states, large number of these Pokemon make their homes at the seaside. At night, a strange red glow radiates from the center of their bodies.
It's Staryu.
It is Staryu, yeah.
Staryu is correct. That is a 1 point. You guys are 3 for 3 right now.
Nice.
So close. So close.
So close.
I know. So your next question is your multiple answer question.
All right.
You'll have to give me multiple answers. You'll get 2 strikes, so you need to lock in every answer with me. This next question has 4 possible answers. 1 point per answer is good enough here for me. Oh, wait, actually, we're not going to do that one. We're going to do a different one because I don't like that question. We're going to go with this other one from Shark Finnegan. There are 6 answers. I will give you 1 point for 1 answer. You only need to give me 3 of them because I don't think you're going to give me 6. So this one is from Shark Finnegan, and he wants to know, what are the 6 shortest Pokemon?
The shortest Pokemon?
Height-wise, yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm pretty sure that it is
Klefki?
No, Klefki is much bigger. I know Joltik is one because it's tiny and
Yeah.
Are you locking that in?
Yes. Joltik is definitely
Joltik is correct, yes.
I'm almost positive Sinistee is also one because it's like a tiny teacup.
Are you locking that in?
I'm locking that in.
That is correct. Sinistee is also correct.
Okay. And then the other ones that I'm pretty sure are very small are...
Flabebe.
Sure. Yep. It's a flower. And that, in my mind, you could pick it in your hand. I was thinking Comfey, but yeah.
Flabebe is correct. The other three answers that you guys did not get to are the following. The cutie fly, Comfey,
that's
and Cosmoem. Are all
they're all measured at
4 inches tall. All right, so this next one is going. So you guys are 6 for 4. You can go for 7 here. So this question is going to come at you from Skullmane Banky. What basic starter Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Are you including starter Pikachu and Eevee?
No.
Okay, so I know the answer to this because this was a trivia question I used for. puzzle trivia, but I'll let Jushiro think it over.
He's not gonna know the answer.
Putting me on the spot, eh? Highest starter with the highest HP. The starter with the highest HP. I would say it would be Meganium. I'm asking.
This is basic. This is basic.
So first form.
Not fully evolved.
And even if it was final evolution, it's not Meganium.
Okay, then I give up.
No, okay. The answer is Rowlet.
Rowlet is correct. It is 68. Got it. Tepig is second with 65.
I thought there was other things at 65.
Chespin with 56. Turtwig and Oshawott are at 55.
Because I know starter Eevee had 65, and I thought something else at 65.
I do not know. I am just going in the list that I was given. But that changes up our standings. You guys got 7 points.
Woo!
So that, I know. Isn't that exciting?
It is. I'll take it.
Super exciting. It does give us that plusle for Claude. Yeah.
The plusle for Claude.
The plusle for Claude. All right. Let me go ahead. In first place, we've got Claude with 16 points.
Woo! All right.
In second place, we've got Whimsicott with 15 points. Woo!
No.
In third place, we've got P. McGee with 14 points. In fourth place, we've got Jushiro with 13 points. In fifth place, we've got R. Sigma with 12 points. In sixth place, we've got Lydian with 8. And everyone else has yet to get on the board.
I got tired of the woos.
I am on twice before Whimsicott is on 3 times. So I have 2 chances to get the rest of the points.
To get that awesome plushie.
To get the plusle.
To get the plusle. All right, so on that note, we are going to kick it on over to the topic. Hey guys, make sure to check out the Puckle YouTube this week and see if you can catch our Soul Silver Puckle Plays Nuzlocke, where we're going to play Soul Silver and we're going to Nuzlocke it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you head on over to youtube.com/PucklePodcast. And welcome to the topic. Our topic today is, what region would you like to see a future Pokemon game based in?
Exciting.
I'll kick things off, and mostly because I think Legends of Arceus is doing the right thing and giving us a new adventure in an old region.
Yes, we've always said we wanted that.
That's all I want. Mm-hmm. Literally, anything
just
but
give
Kanto.
Me an old region with a new story.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Pretty much.
You don't even need new Pokemon. I'll be completely honest. We don't need new Pokemon. Like, maybe one or two. You don't have to do anything exciting. Like, I'm talking, like, add in, like, an Urshifu. You know what I mean? We don't need anything other than, like, hey, here's Urshifu. And I think that's a really good way for, like, Pokemon to kind of, like, spread out their longevity without having to come up with new Pokemon constantly. Like, I agree that it sells, obviously.
Yeah.
I think it would help a lot if you could just be like, yeah, I only have to create like 3 Pokemon a year instead of 80 Pokemon every 3 years. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
that is very true.
Because we're getting scary close to that 1,000 number as well, which is slightly disturbing to me as a fan, because like I don't want to know that I know about 1,000 different Pokemon.
I don't mind.
I don't mind, but I'll like the point of it. I'll be like, man, I know 1,000 of these little creatures, and I can tell you a lot about almost every single one of them. I should probably have used that brain space for something else.
I mean, you're a doctor in physics and Pokemon.
I'm not a doctor in Pokemon. Thank God.
A professor in Pokemon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, like, oh, here's 1,000 little creatures. I can tell you, Hippowdon is really good at doing this. And then I play Little Cup, so I know things about the little ones. I shouldn't know.
But region.
Region. Yeah, no, I would, I mean, particularly out of all of them, I would love to see like Unova revisited again in like a post timeline. Honestly, I would really love Pokemon Legends like OG Dragon or something like that. I think that would be way cooler. Like, if you want to do something, like, give us the OG Gen 5 Dragon when the three of them were combined into one.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool. Like, let us experience the story of, like, the two brothers fighting. That I think that's 1,000% what I want over anything.
See, I think Unova could really be, like, I would love to see it revisited in, like, the Legends of Arceus style or like, something different. Like, I don't want, like, I don't really want to go back through the games.
I don't
know. Like, again, like, I don't, like, as much as I love the remakes and I'm really excited for BDSP, like, I want there to be, like, something new this time. I don't want it to just be, like, a carbon copy, like, it's the same game with a slight change. Like, I'd rather revisit it in a different way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you. Maybe
that's just I've played through so many Pokemon games now, it's like, I want a new way of going through it.
But check it out, like, my
idea.
You're
not wrong.
I've always envisioned a great place where Pokemon should go on their next adventure region would be Africa. Now, Africa would be really hard because it's really big and there's so many great, beautiful landscapes that you can mimic. But I would definitely would like it at least toned down to have half of it be pyramids and all the ancient Egyptians. Give me a lot of new Pokemon, you know, with Egyptian styles, more like Cofagigas and stuff like that. And then the other
that'd
half
be really cool.
And then the other half being kind of like savanna style, right? Where you have lions and you have, you know, the typical what we think of when we think of the landscape in Africa. And then part in the middle with a giant river Nile. You know, obviously give it different names because it's how
Pokemon is. So you just want Egypt. You just want Egypt is what I'm hearing.
Well, the savanna part, right, would be more in the likes.
Cause I would love to have like a giant desert where it's like, you have the wild area, but this time it's just one big desert that's like a pain to get through. That's like painstakingly like annoying to get through because it's a desert and no one wants to go through the desert, but it's required.
Right.
I don't know if that works for Pokemon. Like, I think that works better for something like Legend of Zelda title.
Yeah, it definitely does work better for Zelda. But
anyway, Africa does have a lot of great themes that they could grab on upon and create new legendaries. You know, I would love like Egyptian legendaries. I would love to see
you
more.
All the Egyptian like gods that you can like base different Pokemon off of. I think like Anubis.
They've already done that. I think that's Lucario. I think Lucario is Anubis.
But Lucario's just one though. And Cofagigas would be another one, right? That is kind of like in that Egyptian type of theme. Yamask as well. But I think we could, it's something that you could really, and sorry to use this term, milk, come up with really great ideas that I think would be good for Pokemon. Oh, yeah.
See, I was thinking the other direction where instead of going Egypt, you go down under to like Australia.
Mm.
You can just place the whole thing right there because we don't really have a kangaroo.
Make it a hardcore, hard mode and everything can kill you. Everything's poison type.
Pretty much. Well, I just know of a lot of the wildlife in Australia that's really cool that we don't have Pokemon based off of that can easily do.
Right. Oh, that's great. That's an excellent idea, too, yeah.
I would say we have most of it. Like, we've got kangaroos. Yeah,
we don't have kangaroos.
Yes, we do. Kangaskhan. It's literally called Kangaskhan.
It's not a kangaroo.
It literally is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yes, it is.
It's not what I picture a kangaroo to be. It doesn't jump. It doesn't kick people. It's not park fighting type.
Oh, park fighting kangaroo would be hilarious, and I would be all for it.
Yes, I agree with that.
Don't put boxing gloves on it because that's still done. Put a boxing glove on his tail.
I don't know that I like that at all.
I don't like that.
But it's different.
At that point, I'd rather just have Tigger in the game with the spring tail.
We have that. It's called Spoink. As we literally have all those things. I don't know.
Wait, it's not a tiger. That's a pig. We want a tiger with a spring.
I think there's a lot of other cool things you could do outside of those. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I like the idea of returning regions. I also
have
the idea. I want to posit the idea that maybe Pokemon has too many regions now. I don't know. Like, I am not a big fan. Like, the thing that irks me the most right now is that we've got new Pokemon Snap coming out on Friday. This is very timely. They're just like, you get to go to the Lentil region to do this. And it's just like, okay, but does Pokemon Snap, one, need to have its own region?
That's, and well, two, that I can 100% agree with you. Like, 100%. Like,
does it need it? I don't know.
Don't,
like,
know. If you're a spin-off game, don't create imaginary new regions. Just use regions that we know and just invent a map we've never seen and we'll just call it Hoenn. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to, like, be
now,
exact.
I will say, I would love to return to... I don't know if I remember the region from Colosseum and Gale of Darkness.
Or.
That's Or?
Yeah, that one. That so, one's different. That one I'm okay with because it was trying to be like a regular Pokemon game without being a regular Pokemon game.
Right.
Because they were legitimately trying with that one, I thought.
Yes. And that's the thing is, that's the style of Pokemon I think I would love to see more of in the future, where it's not your stereotypical, oh, just catch them, fight your gym leaders, and go on. Okay. It's a, oh, you have to stop this. The whole thing is just based around, like, stopping the evil team and saving the Pokemon. Like, I think that's a concept they could go through and do better. Mm-hmm. I still think, like, Team Snag'em or whatever, I believe that's what they were.
Yes.
It's still like my favorite evil team simply because they actually had a story. Like, they were trying to, like, they were evil, trying to capture the Pokemon.
I think that's 100%. I think that's 100% a good thing to think about. Well, Team Snag'em wasn't actually the inevitable bad guy. It was
in
another
thing.
It was called Cypher. No, Snag'em was just like, Snag'em was just being controlled by Cypher. Snag'em,
yes, okay.
I don't know. Like, the whole thing was like a really cool, edgy story in general. And I think
that's
because
they focused the entire game on the evil team rather than, oh, we have to go through this region and do this gyms and do the Elite Four. And I thought it added a whole other fun aspect to the game.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong whatsoever. I think you're absolutely correct. It was just edgier in general because up until, I would say, honestly, Gen 5, Pokemon was definitely trying to grow up with its fan base, like a lot of things do. It was Gen 6 where, like, the big, like, hey, let's reel it back kind of happened. Because if you look at it, like, in Gen 1 and 2, they're essentially the same game. I don't think they're different games whatsoever, but they're essentially the same game.
Yes.
You've got, like, your 10, 12-year-old protagonist. Gen 3, like, if you read, like, the manuals, like, they're progressively aging up the protagonists. Like, in Gen 3, they were, like, age 13.
Right.
Yeah.
And then in Gen 4, they were, like, age 14. And then in Gen 5, they were age 15.
Right.
But the cool thing they did with Or was the protagonist Wes in canon, quote unquote, he's canonically, like, 17 years old. And he's, like, super edgy because he worked for the bad guys.
Right.
Yeah.
And then went rogue on the bad guys. And I would love more stories like that. Like, that's kind of what I'm hoping. I mean, Legends is definitely in the right direction with this, where they're, like, still trying to be semi-family friendly with it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's my big hope for Legends, is that we're going to get this other type of gameplay. That's not just catch the Pokemon, battle your Pokemon.
I think that's 100% what we're going to get. I think it's just going to be how you catch them and how you battle them is different.
And I'm okay with that.
I don't know. Legends is going to be exciting in that regard. I just hope they don't, like, I would love Pokemon to just embrace what they have. I want TPCI to embrace what they've created instead of, like, constantly trying to move on. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's a problem that they've had for a very long time, is they just constantly want to move on to the next thing and they want to leave everything behind. Like, that's why we're all, like, kind of bummed that Mega Evolution's not in the game.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I kind of feel that's a Nintendo thing.
I don't know if it's a Nintendo thing.
When it comes to the games, right?
To the games, I think it's Game Freak. Because Game Freak wants to try to do something new every time. I don't think they realize the golden goose that they have entirely. Right. But that's just the Thatch opinion.
No, that's fine.
I don't think they quite understand what makes Pokemon special.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just became like this big cash cow for them, and they still don't really understand it. I think some of their employees do.
Yeah.
It does Junichi Masuda? I don't know.
That's fair.
That's kind of my thought. Like, I'm grateful to him because without him, we wouldn't have a lot of what we have in Pokemon. I don't know. There's something that happened in, like, when the 3DS came out that just, like, changed in their attitude towards it. And I'm not quite sure what it is, but I don't know. Back to regions though. Any other cool places you want to go other than Or? Or is really cool. That's such a good one.
Yeah.
The Western United States, just Texas. Maybe they should just make a region based on Texas.
No.
It's part of a larger region, but it pretends not to be. and then always threatens to leave that region.
That would be a really cool idea. Like, if you have, like, you start, like, now this is just like my own headcanon of what I would love to see, but like, you basically have two regions. You can choose which region you want to start in.
Mm.
And then basically you just either play the game, like, forward or backward, basically, of like, you start, like, and like, you have two feuding areas, and then you have to try and bring them together.
That sounds like a good idea for something more like a Legends game than like a normal Pokemon game.
Yeah. Well, you make it like Pokemon Island 1 and Pokemon Island 2. they start in different areas, and you have to, like, you know, find a way to, like, battle through their gym leaders or whatever.
Yeah. You went Fire Emblem Fates, but the
sure,
but the Pokemon game. I understand. You just make two versions that way, and then Nintendo's even happier.
Two versions. That's a brilliant idea. Maybe they should take up on that.
Yeah, they've never done that before. Yeah,
never.
No. I'm just saying, like, that would be a cool region-esque thing to do, where it's
that's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I will say it, like, I would still love to go back to another region in a post game.
Yeah, I think that should really happen. That was like the coolest thing that ever happened in a Pokemon game.
And
to
we'll
date.
Never get
care.
Again.
Yes.
And like, people always say, oh, if you put all the regions together, it would do this, this, and this. And it's like the only way you could do that is if you level capped every region.
Right.
Yes.
And at that point, it's
exactly.
like.
It's not fun. It's not fun.
With 100, it's not possible. I think at most you could do is you can get a second region out of a game.
Oh, yeah. No. I agree. I think you could do like what you did with Johto, and then maybe even shove in. You could maybe do three. I could see three.
It would be difficult, but yes.
I think you could do three only because you set something up like Johto where your end game is essentially level 40. And then you go to another region and you could essentially make that end game level 60. And then you could do an even bit another region on top of that and do and like level cap at like 80.
Yeah.
Like I think the level gap between Red and the end of the gym leaders in Gen 2 is very staggering.
Yeah.
And I think you could put an entire game in between.
That makes sense. Yeah, the thing is, like, that's the only way I can see us going back to a region and like it making any sort of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I would love to do that. I mean, I think what they did with Legends is by far the coolest way so far to revisit.
Uh-huh. But until we know more information on it, I can't... Like, I want it to be good.
I don't know. I like the idea of sequels. I wish we would get more sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So Pokemon... Like, I think Black, White, and 2.
Yeah, Black 2 and White 2 are great, great games.
Those are absolutely 100% fantastic. I rue the day that Gen 5 gets a remake, only because you're not going to be able to properly integrate both of those titles, and I think they're both so important to Gen 5.
Yeah.
But I think if you revisit, I think you could do something in forms of a sequel. Like, I would love to see something like a Hoenn 2 Electric Boogaloo, right?
Oh, Black White 3. Let's go.
Black White 3 would be really cool, I think.
I think so, too. Again, and it's a chance to visit Unova.
Mm-hmm. Anything that gives you a sequel, like, I would say Gold and Silver were a good sequel to Red and Blue. Because you do get to see some evolution, like Koga gets moved up, stuff like that.
I was
going to
say, the only other way that maybe, and I'm not saying this could happen ever, but it would be awesome if they bring a game where you can add a region by DLC, and then you buy the whole region.
Okay, I don't know why this didn't happen in general, and because like Galar had like this cool opening to really have us go back to Kalos.
Right? Take the train back to Kalos?
Take the train, and you end up in that train station that went to nowhere in Kalos.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been, I think that would have been super cool, super satisfying, and I thought it would have been a really cool DLC.
Right.
So that's how you could do all the other regions, is you have a region DLC, and you just, like, level cap it based on how many badges you have. And then, like, granted, it becomes super easy, but, like...
It's fun, though. Who cares about easy? Pokemon games in general are easy, right?
Right, and it doesn't have to have a level cap. I mean, at some point, if it's post-game, just have them be like the Battle Tower. Just have them be 50 with all the things and just go at it. At this point, you're not leveling. It's more story-based thing that you could use.
Yeah.
Like, they always talk about, like, the Galar Star Tournament. And even in the anime, it's all the regions combined.
Oh, man, I was so disappointed by that, by the way. Like, let's not talk about how Thatch was so sad about the Galar Star Tournament, because I was like, oh, man, because they even, like, had a little thing that, like, hinted at it in Pokemon Masters of all places.
Right.
Yep. because Pokemon Masters was just like, it had like a thing with Lance where Lance is like, oh, maybe I'll pair up with this person and we'll see you guys at this really cool double tournament, blah, blah, blah. And like, it was right after they announced like the Crown Star tournament. And I was like, oh, like, that'll be really cool. I can't wait for that. At least we'll get old characters back. And then they're just like, you get the same old characters that we've been playing with for the past year and a half.
See, that's the thing is, if they threw in like all the other, imagine you take every gym leader, every Elite Four member from the previous games, throw them all into one big tournament like that.
I was just hoping for the champions. Like, that's all I think I would have been happy with. Yeah. I would have been happy with, like, Cynthia, Lance, stuff like that. You throw in red and blue because you have to.
I would like to see everybody. Like, I miss the World Tournament from Black and White.
Yes, that was amazing. The World Tournament from Black and White was really good.
No, I just like bringing people back together. I don't know. Galar feels kind of disconnected to me as its own separate little thing, because it doesn't reach any of the other regions again.
Yep, and it doesn't have all of the Pokemon. So, like, there's that,
that
issue, which is unfortunately sad. But it's I would love for Galar to feel more connected. I do agree with you, it feels disconnected. And I think that's more or less on purpose. I don't know, I think all the regions, especially as of late, have felt disconnected. Like Kalos even Alola.
Alola, like Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon brought back a bunch of things, like with all the evil gym, all the evil villains.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And they even had some, they had like Red and Blue showed up, so.
No, there was like no crossover. Yeah, Gen 7 had Grimsley show up. I think you obviously had characters from previous games pop in. I think, did we have a previous character pop in Gen 6?
Yeah.
Did we?
The oh my god, the flying? Is she flying? You meet her right before you battle the last dungeon, I think. Not the last dungeon, the last gym.
I don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, you said flying, and I think Skyla, but I don't...
No, I don't... She may not be flying, I just don't remember. She has, like, pigtails. She helps you, oh my god, I'm gonna have to Google this now.
No, that's Gen 6. I'm thinking about Gen 6. Was there anybody from Gen 6, from earlier gens, that popped up in Gen 6? In Gen 5, you had Cynthia pop up.
You had Cynthia pop up, but, like, Gen 5 was its own separate entity, and that's what they wanted to be. They also had the World Tournament where they brought everybody back.
Yeah. Cynthia popped up. Gen 4, you had Jasmine come back.
You had Jasmine make an appearance.
And Gen 3, I don't think there was any crossover, though.
Yeah, but, like, in the earlier games, it was less about that. But, like, now that we've gone so much, if you don't have that...
I understand what you're saying.
Tie back to the originals or two of the other games, it just feels disconnected and like you miss it.
No, I understand. I get
it. So that's what I'd like to see in a region, is just you just bring everyone, more people together. So now I'll take a game by itself where it's just Battle Revolution with all the old characters. Or Pokemon Stadium 3.
That's, yes, 1,000%. We can all get on that page, I think.
See, this is how you bring BDSP and Switch and all the other games together. So you just have a new Battle Revolution where you do all of your major games on, that can hold all of the Pokemon.
Stop talking about things that I want that aren't going to happen, Claude.
I know. Sorry, I went on my little tangent of what I want, and it's off topic. But
it's okay. Definitely not. I mean, I want it too. I think we talked about it last week, actually.
Oh, I talk about it every chance I get.
Pokemon Stadium X, it's what it's all about. Okay, guys? Hashtag Pokemon Stadium X. We need to get that trending on Twitter.
Jasmine. Doesn't Jasmine appear in Kalos?
Not in Kalos, I don't think. I think it's in Sword and Shield. Or not Sword and Shield, and Diamond and Pearl.
The Diamond Pearl Platinum.
Mm-hmm. God, I think she shows up.
I swore that she showed up at some point in Kalos to give you something and then just leave.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. All right. Before we bang our heads against the wall too hard, I think this is a good place to stop. I think this is a fun discussion, and we will ask you guys about it in the mailbag this week. So be sure to answer where you would like to see a Pokemon game set, whether it be a new region or an old one, and how you'd like to see that play out. So we're going to go ahead and kick it on over to Puckle's Pokemon of the episode. So we're going to flip it on over. We will catch you on the flip-flop.
Poke of the episode.
And welcome to our Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 898, Calyrex Ice Rider, the High King Pokemon. Because if you don't say Ice Rider,
that's
he's,
a mouthful.
He's not high. He's not the High King.
His Pokemon Sword Pokedex entry states: according to lore, this Pokemon showed no mercy to those who got in its way. and it would heal its opponent's wounds after battle.
Ooh, Calyrex is a scary Pokemon.
He is.
Calyrex Ice Rider is actually, like, spooky good. Mostly because base 60 makes every Pokemon good. In Trick Room, specifically. It needs to be Trick Room.
Yeah.
Because without Trick Room, it's no bueno.
No bueno at all.
No bueno at all. Yes. So, in Trick Room, because Ice Rider's got a base speed of 50, which is pretty slow. It's not as slow as something like Torkoal, but it's pretty slow.
And he has a horse.
And his attack stat goes up to 165.
Wow. Which is pretty good.
Yeah, which is pretty... it's okay. Ice is only one of the best defensive types. Bad. It's fine.
Yeah.
Defensive 150. Okay. Special defense of 130. HP of 100. Special attack of 85. This is like hyper-optimized compared to a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah. Because its speed is what?
It's 50. Six? 50. 50.
That's better than expected.
Yes. It is very good. So Calyrex Ice Rider is very, very, very good. And we should all remember this.
And McGee and Shark, I believe, had a lot of fun with it on stream.
Yeah, so the team we have this week is a VGC team for series. This is series 8, which ends on Saturday, which is sad.
It's not sad.
It's sad. I'll miss it.
I won't.
I will let you go ahead, though, and kick us off on this team, though, Claude.
Sure. We have Calyrex Ice Rider with a white herb, 252 HP, 252 attack, 4 special defense, Brave Nature with 0 speed IVs, with Glacial Lance, the best ice-type move, physical ice-type move, I should say, Close Combat, Trick Room, and High Horsepower. That white herb is for that close combat.
Oh, well, it probably also works well for, like, Intimidates, too, right?
It does also help with Intimidates. This way, you get your full attack stat, and you don't have to worry about Incineroars and stuff. But usually you pair it right off the bat with Riolu. Yes, I said Riolu.
No, this makes sense.
Because it's the ability Prankster, 252 HP, 156 defense, 100 special defense EVs, careful nature, standard Riolu. With Copycat, Protect, Coaching, and Rain Dance. Because Calyrex Ice Rider does not like fire types. Yes. Or fire type moves at all. So the Rain Dance is here to help that. Coaching to boost it up. Protect for protect shenanigans. And if you see your opponent do something really cool, you can copy it. And it goes first.
And it goes first because of, Prankster Copycat is amazing. It's actually, Riolu is surprisingly actually pretty big in Little Cup because of this reason.
Hmm. Yeah.
Fun fact.
I don't know how copycatting Trick Room works, but.
I'm always confused by how Copycat works, but my assumption is it's kind of like Mirror Move, but controllable.
So would it go first? Would Trick Room immediately happen?
Yeah.
If you Copycat a Trick Room?
Well, Trick Room? I don't know how it would work with Trick Room.
Oh, well.
That's a good question.
We'll figure it out.
Get priority Trick Room? Could you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, it would only stop Trick Room. So it would
Yes, so... But you would have, like, that, like, weird turn in between, though, where it's more than that.
Yep.
I don't know. It's definitely an interesting thing to do. All right, so also, because we're running a Trick Room team, we've got our... We have one Trick Room user. That's scary.
No, we have two setters.
Do we have two setters? Oh, yeah, I forgot Ice Rider's got it. Never mind, I'm a dummy. All right, so we've got Torkoal. Holding a Charcoal, he does Drought, because Torkoal does nothing else. And he's got 252 HP, 252 Special Attack, because he's a Torkoal. And he's got 0 Speed IVs. Protect, Heat Wave, Eruption, Solar Beam. This is a Torkoal being a Torkoal, and doing Torkoal things.
And Torkoaling all the coals.
Yep. We've also got a Togekiss with Beery Berry, so you can take those Steel-type attacks with Super Luck, so you can get all of the crits. And he's 228 HP, 196 defense, and 84 special defense. I'm sure that is to survive something very specific, steel type attack being sent your way. And it's a bold nature. It's got Follow Me because it's a Togekiss. Ally Switch, which is nice tech. I actually really like that. Ally Switch is like the worst game in VGC.
It's to Live Metagross, by the way.
Live Metagross, that makes sense. This is both the worst
and possibly
and the best
Dialga. Game. Sorry.
Dazzling Gleam and Helping Hand. This is like full-on support just so you can make Calyrex hit harder. That's like all this is for. And yeah, that's your Togekiss.
Speaking of Pokemon that do its own name stuff, it's Incineroar. with Citrus Berry and Intimidate. EVs of 244 HP, 164 defense, and 100 special defense. It's a relaxed nature with an IV of zero speed for that trick room, and it has Snarl, Heat Wave, Fake Out, and Parting Shot. Basically Incineroar being Incineroar. And then we have the second trick room lander. We have Orangeru with mental health. What was mental health for? It would boost a psychic attack once?
No, this is mental herb. That's different. Oh, that prevents it from being taunted.
Taunted, gotcha. Okay, with inner focus, with an EV of 252 HP, 4 defense, and 252 special defense, and a sassy nature, and again, zero speed. And then this one has the trick room, fall play, brick break, and yawn.
Yep. Yeah, I think they said two main ways to play the team. Either you lead Calyrex in either Riolu or Togekiss, depending on your matchup. I think it's you lead one of those two, and then you bring Torkoal and something else in the back. Or you lead Orangeru and something, and then bring like Torkoal and Calyrex in the back. So, Torkoal usually comes in the back to most games. Calyrex is either leading or in the back. And then you just fill in the rest based on what else you see. Because Trick Room is your main plan, and when you get it up, you do fairly well.
I mean, yeah, this is a hard Trick Room team, and so you just have to figure out the best route. Do you let Calyrex do it, or do you let Orangeru do it?
Yeah, they say this team, this is actually a fairly good team against Zacians.
It should be with Trick Room. Zacian doesn't like Trick Room, and most Zacian teams don't run like hard Trick Room counters.
Yeah, that and when you have Incineroar, it kind of helps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Zacian can kill Calyrex Ice Rider in one shot.
Doesn't go big. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. But yeah, this is a fun team. I'm going to try this one out probably for my PFTT match this week. Yeah. I think we have one more round. I'll probably try it out for my PFTT match. Watch out, whoever I play. Ha-ha. Ha.
You'll insider, know the team.
Yeah, insider knowledge, right? All right. So that is going to be the Pokemon of the episode this week. We do have some fun stuff to talk about, though, over on the mailbag. So let's kick it on over to the mailbag.
It's mail time! Send in your email.
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag is a part of the show where you send your emails in and we read them if there aren't a bajillion of them like there are this week. So thank you to everybody who did. This segment is also brought to you by the energy drink known as Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves!
And we'll give the Green Tauros badge to anybody we read today that might have given us a good discussion topic. So we're going to get things started off pretty fast here with our good friend. He doesn't actually tell us what his name is. Oh, Parallel World.
Parallel World. All right.
Yeah. And last week we asked you guys what kind of spinoff games you guys would like. And you obviously all had answers. So hopefully we get to our extended mailbag this week. That needs to do it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Puckle Crew. I'm Parallel World. And if you're reading this email, that means I finally got off my butt and sent one in. Nice.
You did.
Yes, he did. I've been listening to the podcast for about 2 years now, and to put it simply, it's nice listening to people talk both passionately and critically about Pokemon. Thank you. And I'm looking at you, Thatch, for the critically. That's
critically,
nice.
The critically is only me. You just make the feel-good parts, right, Claude?
I'm the feel-good, yeah.
they come for the Claude, this week's they question, for the Thatch.
I'd like to see a story-focused Pokemon game that functions more like a traditional RPG. To clarify, I'd want it set in the Pokemon world, but with a story and gameplay mechanics that help it match the vibe of Pokemon anime, specials, and manga. Basically, we'd follow a typical Pokemon journey with a protagonist and their Pokemon team. Would each be fully fleshed out characters with goals, flaws, unique quirks. Here's a spitball, like, bullet point of the ideas he has. So there's a story set up for the original main character to show them as a sickly kid who admires Pokemon trainers, but had lost hope forever becoming one, until one day when they were miraculously healed by a rainbow-colored feather that they found outside their bedroom window, as a nod to both the anime and the legendary dog lore. I think it's Ho-Oh.
That's the idea, yes.
Anyways, use established characters instead could be neat, Like, maybe this game takes us through the first year of one of the Pokemon journeys. So, like, Lance, Cynthia, Diantha, Steven. Oh, like, one of their, like, champions journeys. That's cool. That's cool. I like that.
That'd be a cool idea. I'd be into that.
Your main six Pokemon would be static encounters with three or four optionals. That kind of... I don't like that as much, because that's the whole fun of Pokemon.
I don't like that because you're not playing Pokemon at that point. You're just playing JRPG number three. Like,
yeah.
That sounds a lot like Octopath.
Yeah, and these are some examples of the Pokemon characterizations they had is your starter is very mischievous, has a bad habit of taking random objects and sticking them into your bag. This causes for tension at first, but some events will help you, and your starter move past it later. Or an injured Pokemon is thrown away by its previous trainer, possibly a rival, but your character nurses it back to health until it gets better, then helps you out in cutscenes. Get Monolith Soft to do overworld detail. Sure. I don't know who that is.
I think they're the same people who did the Breath of the Wild overworld.
They are the Xenoblade people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they go on to talk about some different battle systems they want, like different difficulty levels, no items allowed in trainer battles, revamping triple battles so that it alternates between each turn. That's more like rotation than it is triple at that point.
A little bit. Yeah, rotation battles were fun-ish.
Yeah. Horde battles return, but they function more like boss fights.
They did. They did function.
Yeah. Like boss exactly. Fights. That's how it worked.
Yeah, he said, if not this idea, then I'd go with probably some crossover between like Fire Emblem, Animal Crossing, Mario Party, and Pokemon.
Yeah. Dude, Mario Party Pokemon sounds like a lot of fun.
Isn't that like Pokemon Stadium X?
Yes, that's what we want. So we said Pokemon Stadium X also has battles in it, but if you're just like, we just want the minigames, then give us Pokemon Party. I want that.
You just make it a subpart of the overall Pokemon Stadium X.
No, it's that's
like,
what you should
there's
do.
There's a Pokemon Party do. Like game mode.
I would love if there were like a board game mode like Mario Party. I think that would make it a lot more fun.
That would be amazing.
I also just miss OG Mario Party. Mario Party hasn't been good since Mario Party 7.
Yeah.
Agreed. Best Mario Party.
Change my mind. All right.
We gotta find a way to stream that on Twitch. We just do a Mario Party with all the mods.
Oh my gosh. So biggest thing that Nintendo ever flubbed was when they came out with the new Mario Party, and it almost went back to the old rules. Almost is the key word.
It was so close.
It was so close. They also were just like, yeah, online connectivity, but you can't actually just play like a full game with your friends over the internet. And I was just like, how did you mess that up? How'd you mess like the one thing up that you were supposed to do? All right. So we have another email this week. Thank you for that one. Thank you for that one, Parallel World. This next one is going to be from Bread.
Yes, it says, or he says, howdy. I create some Pokemon starters for my region. It is called Azure Region and is based on Australia. The three starters start in single types, but go dual. The grass is called Gradon. It's based on Python. It evolves into Ligon.
Like grass and Python, I see.
Ligon, which is based on Morelia, Spitola, Variegata. I don't know, it sounds very scientific.
Morelia, Spiolta, Vegeta is what I read.
Which is a species of python in Australia. Liagon is a grass dragon type, and the final form of is Skiragon, which is a grass dragon type 2. The fire type is called Pyrantic, and is based on nothing, really. It evolves into Glachar, which is a fire ice type. I know, fire ice is dumb, but it is a cool in theory. The last form is Thermofrost, which is a fire of ice. And the water type is called Drizzard. It's obviously a lizard. It evolves into Hydromander, which is a water fighting. And then the last one is Hydreman, pronounced Hydreamin. This one is a water fighting. I made the second type. I gave them make them lose weaknesses to the starters they are weak to. Tell me what you think, Brett. P.S. My favorite Pokemon is Krogunk. What do y'all think about my boy Krogunk? I'm gonna start with that question, and I would say I love Krogunk. I love mostly all frogs in this game, actually. They're all very well designed and fun.
Yeah, I like Krogunk a lot. I think it's very unique.
Fighting doesn't resist grass.
No, but poison does.
Yeah, but he said that he gave them a second type to resist the first type.
Oh, was it water that fighting? Against.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so that's still weak to grass.
Yeah, it's still weak to grass. Ice also doesn't resist water.
Correct.
It's just the other way around.
Right.
Just like a few, I don't want to nitpick. I'm just letting you know that it's not doing what you think they're doing. But I think it's an interesting idea. I like the idea of a dragon type on a starter seems a little too OP, but I like the fire ice idea.
What are you talking about, Thatch? They haven't done that before.
Which, that was, okay, that was Charizard. Once, and it was a mega evolution, and those don't exist anymore. Unfortunately, because if that was the case, they already did grass dragon too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a starter. Both of which I think are fine. I think megas are fine because megas are just like, they're temporary boosts and it's just like, oh, hey, they like got the dragon essence out of them when it happened. I don't know. That has headcanon. All right. Our next email is going to be from Orion. So I'm very excited to read this email from you, Orion. Let's see here. All right. It's going to say, hello, Puckle. I am a more recent listener to your podcast and this is my first email to you guys. I will first want to say that you guys are amazing. What you're doing is so entertaining and brightens my day when I can listen to Thatch rant about running or Beach Boys or whatever it is he did that week.
Beach Boys.
It's true. I did it. And people liked it. I gave them a music history lesson. Claude was here.
I was there.
I just love your boomer music taste.
I don't even know if it's boomer music. But
it's the Beach Boys.
it's like one before boomers.
Oh, okay, yeah, I gotcha.
It's like one before boomers. It's like older than boomer music. In response to your question about non-mainline games I want, I came up with the most ridiculous game that has ever crossed my mind in my life. Hear me out. What if Game Freak made a Pokemon game where the Pokemon was the trainer and the people were the Pokemon? There's a Family Guy episode about this with dogs and people, and that is the first thing that came to my mind, and that bothers me. You could have different people be different types. Oof. Like Misty being
really
water.
This so much.
This is really, this hurts. Like Misty being water type and Brock rock type. Other than that, just have it be regular Pokemon games, something an alternate adventure.
So I will say, there are several hacks of Pokemon Fire Red that are basically this. But I know
that's
there's
what I thought.
Like there's. What's it? Dragon Ball Z? Where it's just the Dragon Ball Z characters put into types or Pokemon, and you just catch and fight Dragon Ball Z characters. I know they did this with Yu-Gi-Oh! As well. So this has been done in a silly method before.
Also, you might also play the most recent, what's it called? Oh my god, it's from Ubisoft, the hacker game.
Watchdog?
Yes, Watch Dogs, the most recent one, where you tip, it's literally that you recruit every single character in the city. It's not just a random NPC you can run over with a car, which is always fun, but also you can recruit them and each one does, you know, there's a hacker, they all have different, specialties and you collect them and you set up a team and then you keep capturing new humans. I haven't played it. I just saw the review. It's pretty hilarious because it sounds just like that.
Oh, I haven't played it either. But okay, moving on. This is the dumbest idea ever. But now I want this to be like a $20 game that they don't advertise at all because they'd probably get sued for one reason or another. Not sued. It would just be like super bad press.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you made it all the way to the end of this, you either completely agree with me or are debating whether or not to report me to the nearest mental hospital.
It sounds something PETA would do.
Mental hospital? No. There definitely is some concern with this idea. PR-wise. Well, that's all I have. Thank you again for the humor you bring to this dark and unforgiving world we live in. Orion Craig.
Oh, God. So true.
All right. We're going to do four this week, so you got one more. This is going to come from Farmer Fox, because Claude really wanted to read it.
I wanted to read it, mainly because he posted a picture of his sheep. So, hey there, Puckle crew, Farmer Fox here, emailing for the first time. I've been around on the Discord for quite a while, especially just lately on the Pets and Animal pages, posting pictures of my lambs. I thought I should finally write an email. Firstly, I've got to say I absolutely love the podcast and the community around it. I'm an introvert, but being part of the Discord has brought me out of my shell and got me talking to lots of people, which I never would have done before finding Puckle. The tournaments you guys hold are brilliant. Since joining Puckle at the end of Gen 7, I have participated in most every one of them, and I love the variety of different metas. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Now on to the question. I would like to see a type of game that has you looking after Pokemon in some sort of reserve, similar to how Professor Oak was in the anime, where he'd go out, feed them, cure them if they were sick, calm down disputes between different Pokemon groups. You could also design the reserve to suit each type of Pokemon, similar needs, like how Zoo Tycoon games worked.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Zoo Tycoon, but Pokemon. And I'm okay with that.
I was thinking Nintendogs, but instead it's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Don't we have that in Pokemon Mon Ami already?
I think we do. No, that's can't enter them in contests. But you can. Anyways, I think it would be a different take on the Pokemon that's not been done yet. Thanks for everything y'all do, Farmer Fox. And then he attached a picture of May, his shiny Wooloo. And it really looks like a shiny Wooloo.
It's just
really
a black sheep. It's literally a black sheep.
Aww. No, it's a white sheep. It's a white face and hooves, but it's black in the middle.
It's a black sheep.
It's cute. If that is nice, I'll post the picture of it in the show notes.
In the show notes right next to my referral code for Pokemon Go.
Yep. Right underneath it.
You can only actually unlock the picture if you use my Pokemon Go referral. If you use it, I'll send you a DM where you can view the picture. I'll hold the picture hostage.
I think it's in the Discord too, so.
It's probably already in the Discord, yeah. All right. Green Taurus badge. Which one do you guys think deserved it, if any?
So I would like to give it specifically to May, the shiny Wooloo sheep.
No, May the Wooloo isn't eligible.
Oh, I would give it to a natural person too, but I think May the Wooloo also deserves it.
The one that you read, the second one.
Orion? I like Orions too. I don't mind the idea of Zoo Tycoon Pokemon though. I was going to play Zoo Tycoon. I still have the CDs for it, so I can play it on my computer.
I have Roller Coaster Tycoon CD, but it doesn't work. It's not compatible on my computer anymore.
That one's actually on Steam.
Okay.
Fun fact.
I said I have the old CDs that were like meant for like Windows 96.
Yeah, yeah.
Not XP, but like 96 or 8 or something like that.
I can still get the Zoo Tycoon discs to work on my computer, so I keep them. Because you can't play like the old OG like Zoo Tycoon. You have to like play.
Sounds like we need a Zoo Tycoon stream at some point.
Maybe. All right. So that's going to be it for this. Green Taurus badge. I'm okay with Orion if you guys
are. Yep. Yeah. All right. Orion it is.
Orion, you get the Green Taurus badge. Come to the Discord. Grab it. Hang out with us in the Green Taurus chat. Other than that, I think this is a good place to end the show. If you want to keep up with us throughout the week, best way is to come to our Discord. You can catch it over in the show notes. I'm going to get a URL for it next week.
Ooh, remember the question.
Oh, yeah. Next week, if you want to email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, please let us know what region you would like a Pokemon game set in. Or
if you'd rather choose something fun and you don't want to talk about another region or side game that you want to see, tell us what your spirit Pokemon is.
Yes. What is your spirit Pokemon?
And whether... So I'm convinced my spirit Pokemon is a Plusle, because they're always so happy, and that P. McGee is a Minun.
I'm definitely a Snorlax, or I want to just eat and sleep, and whenever I'm awake, I'm just tired.
All right, so
that's what your spirit Pokemon?
I don't have a spirit Pokemon. I'm like
everyone has a spirit Pokemon.
It's for Alligator. It's for Alligator.
I'm not like I would like for Alligator is my favorite, but it doesn't mean it's my spirit Pokemon. You know what I mean?
I think it is. I mean, it's a great Pokemon that everyone just likes to bash on.
Maybe we'll go with that for right now. So we can.
All right. Well, Thatch will respond with that next week.
All right.
If he doesn't, make sure you let him know.
Make sure you yell at me.
Yeah.
All right. So there are. You can go to their Discord, which is in the show notes. You can also follow us on social media over Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. You can also go ahead and catch us on YouTube. You can catch us over on YouTube, Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast on Tuesdays, Thursdays, sometimes Sundays now. We're still getting that schedule solidified. It's growing, though, which is like the best way for it to work. I really enjoy all of those. So be sure you come out to those. If you want to help support the show, the best way to do it is through Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast, where you can get things like Pokemon giveaways and the new podcast that's going to be coming out by the end of this month. I'm going to record it tonight. It's happening. That's just doing it tonight. where we watch the Pokemon anime over on Patreon and then give our discussions about it. So we're also going to go ahead You can also go ahead and drop us a Twitch Prime subscription over at Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. We appreciate all the support you guys give us. It helps us do some awesome things here, and I'm very, very grateful for it. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and I've been Trainer Thatch.
Some say I've been Jashiro.
And I've been Claude Nine.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.